Hi everyone, Seimin here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Miss Anonymous, and here's what she has to say. Hi Sandman, I'd like you to cover the subject of the SINKS movement. The acronym stands for Single Income, No Kids, and seems to be comprised of only women. Thank you. Well, Miss Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. But there is no SINK movement, just a bunch of women that choose to live alone, usually until they find someone worthy of living with, or women that are introverts, that just want to be independent and be left alone. You also shared an old article from the Muffington Post with Christine Deakers, a novice contributor, back in March of 2014. It's called Are You a SINK? The Manifesto for the Single Income, No Kids Female. What's the function of women who's married yet childless? But I don't see much regarding the manifesto. I wish more of it was covered. As far as I'm concerned, that part is just clickbait so she can use her audience as an emotional tampon to vent all her frustrations about life to. The Muffington Post gets free content and she gets to express her verbal diarrhea. She's not very clear and uses too much complexity in her language. I saw dinks and sinks in the 2000s. I was technically a dink. Dink stands for a couple that's double income and no kids. It's inevitable that the dink community would give rise to the female sink community, or men going their own way because we're increasingly atomizing thanks to social media. I laughed when Christine said that dinks take weekend trips to Toronto or other North American cities on a whim. First of all, why the hell would anyone go to Toronto willingly? The museums are second or third rate at best. The architecture is mostly awful and the traffic is some of the worst in North America. Not to mention that these days it's as dangerous on the subway as New York was back in the 1970s and 80s. I knew women that were considered sinks back in the 2000s, but they weren't part of some sort of movement. They'd usually gotten out of a long, unsatisfying relationship and now wanted to spend their lives living alone with their pets. Christine asks, what's the function of a single woman in our culture who is single by volition, financially independent and has no kids? I'll tell you what, her function is worker drone for the society. She's a net taxpayer, spending most of her money on rent, a mortgage, and basics like phone and food, keeping the money creation money printer going, usually riding around on public transit because she can't afford a car on her single income. According to another TikTok video you sent me, Miss Anonymous, a different woman said this, and I quote, can we start talking about the SINK, single income, no kids lifestyle, and living alone in your 30s? If you decide not to get married or don't find a partner until later in life, that means you could pay up to more than $500,000 for living expenses compared to a married woman. SINK women will still need to earn a significant amount of income to live a comfortable life, unquote. This is exactly why women are being told to be independent and that they should live alone and that they don't need no man, because they won't have much savings and will be spending most of their money simply to live. This makes them vulnerable to the system and their independence is an illusion, and their life is a financial sink or sinking financially. Maybe that's what they should have called their lifestyle instead. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code SANDMAN for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to women and living alone with cats and dogs is not a movement clown world show. Miss Anonymous, sinks are not a movement. They're a lifestyle choice. Just like many people are wrong when they say that men going their own way are a movement as well. These are just individuals making a choice, and the difference for men is that we promote it to other guys as a positive thing. Women don't. The term sink seems to have been around since at least 2008. In Japan, they were known as dry fish ladies. But again, it's not a movement. There are no Sink Sisters channels promoting the virtues of the single life with cats. It's just the repackaging of the term spinster. Just like incel is a new name for true forced loneliness, which is around 10 years ago. Passport Bros is an old name for geomaxing, which is in part based on the term mail order brides. Men That Go Their Own Way is a new acronym from Confirmed Bachelor. Sinks are basically a new name for women going their own way. But technically they can't go their own way the same way as men because women are biologically hardwired to seek out men for physical safety, because in the wilderness they never would have been able to survive without one. Plus, another reason that women need men is because they need the emotional support, or they tend to self-destruct or are very cranky. If you want to drive a woman crazy, just put her in solitary confinement, and she'll never be the same again. One woman in an article about prison said that the solitary confinement she was in traumatized her far more than being in prison did. Even the prison system says that women that are left alone see many of their mental health problems multiply. Women in isolation wings in prisons usually scream all night due to loneliness. So why then would women willingly choose to be sinks? Maybe they're on the introverted side of things. I know that I can only fully relax when there's no one else around. People typically put me on edge. This sink thing is mostly a city thing, and those places are usually overcrowded, so women living alone might be there to compensate for that. I don't know. Part of it might also have to do with women being female chameleons and doing the very same things that they want in a man. If you as a woman want an independent career man that's successful and living alone, then you do the exact same thing to attract him. So that way he sees his own reflection and falls in love with it. I mean you. In Korea, women are going their own way, and it doesn't surprise me that women are copying men. But the TikTok video you sent me, Miss Anonymous, about how it's more expensive to live alone, of course it is. But would you rather be in a miserable marriage so you can save some money on rent? Sometimes it's worth it paying the extra cost. For example, when I travel alone, I pay 2 or 3 times more than when I'm traveling with others. But my trips are far more enjoyable, and I get to see 3 times more things than if I travel with a woman or friends. But the real problem with sinks is, they, like the majority of women, have a harder time envisioning the future when compared to men. Spending all their money today on rent and renovations means that they aren't going to have any money to take care of themselves into old age. Then the sinks will have to look for simps, but there won't be any. What happens if the social security system and Medicaid and Medicare go broke? The demographic pyramid is collapsing right now with enough young people to pay into the bottom. In the future, when young women see the old independent women being destitute, when the pension system breaks, you better believe that they'll probably make being with a man more of a priority. I think the same thing will happen with most men as well. The article by Christine ends by asking, who is the sink? The manifesto says that being a sink is not all champrey tops and carefree attitudes. At times it's lonely, at times it's scary. But the sink does not let that stop her. She moves through the loneliness and fear and comes out stronger, unquote. My thinking is she comes out a little bit cray-cray as well and spiteful. What I found interesting in the article is why we coined terms in the first place to describe our lives. Christine says it's how people prioritize their lives. I think it's a way for people to make their life decisions socially acceptable, because other people have also chosen the same path, so they don't feel alone even though they are alone. It's a weird kind of mind frack. She says that bigots and systems have used names to demoralize and subjugate others, and that naming someone something shouldn't be used against them. Meanwhile, women do it all the time by calling any man they don't like an incel, implying that his sexual marketplace value is so low that no woman would ever actually want to get together with him, therefore not giving him female validation. Christine also forgets to mention that labels are important because they represent the power of unity. Especially as more people adopt a particular lifestyle and it spreads, then they can affect public policy and start to have real power to go viral and change things. The system never suppressed the so-called sink movement. I never heard of it before because there is no movement. Where are all the channels and the women creating signs and talking about it? Nowhere. The reason there are men's movements and not women's is because we focus on how we relate to women. Women talk about men and how awful they are, but at the end of the day they might say they don't need a man. But their biology makes them feel like they actually do. When they say they don't need a man, they aren't saying it to convince the world of their so-called independence. They're doing it so they can convince themselves of it instead. They're hoping that if they tell themselves that lie long enough, that they really won't need a man. They can suppress it all they want, but usually, unless they're one of those extreme introverts, they're going to have mental issues. It's like that episode of Seinfeld where George keeps saying serenity now, whenever he gets upset, to calm himself down. Yes, he has serenity now, but he will lose his sanity later. You have to express your emotions, and if you bottle them up, they'll erupt at some point in the future. Why do you think that there are so many rabid, unattractive feminists out there? They're agreeable and bottle up their rage and take it out systematically on men in crazy ways. But enough of my ranting for yet another day. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Miss Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that more women than ever don't want to get smashed and instead want to stay single. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that think they're going their own way, but if they try it, they'll end up in the loony bin away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.